tell me about what you're going to be exhibiting, Kenneth.
Well, I exhibited upstairs. I decided to do my own little art show. I exhibited my Murdered Love, which is a piece of rip art. I think it's 10 by 20. It's pretty nice size piece for rip art. Took a long time, about 150 hours. And I also exhibited my Chocolate Girl and Strawberry Swirl, which is such a wonderful title. And somebody asked me this morning, they said, you know, like, what is your Chocolate Girl and Strawberry Swirl? What's inspired or whatever? And I said, well, I wasn't thinking about anybody or anything when I did it, but it turned out to look like one of my real good friends named Monique Nunez, and she's a real awesome artist too. But the idea behind Chocolate Girl and Strawberry Swirl is like, my idea is like it's a love affair, you know, and it's a intercultural, like kind of interracial love affair, and it's really sexy, kind of fun piece of art.
Very cool. And what are some of the other fun ones you have?
Another fun piece of art that I have is called Metalphobia. Metalphobia is really fun. It's a metal robot, and it's very gnarly looking. It's got spikes for hair, and it's got spikes coming out of its nose, and it's got a chain hooked up to its head, and it's very colorful and very grainy, gritty, and this metal of his. And Metalphobia is this metal robot, then he or she is looking into the mirror, scaring itself to death. And it's a paradox, I guess, to life, and, you know, where people often scare themselves out of things or talk themselves out of things. And it's like, there's a lot of scary things out in the world, for sure. A lot of things that you don't want to face, a lot of things that you don't want to do. But this kind of makes light of that, and you see the robot shaking his hands and just like looking in the reflective mirrored image is just like really fuzzy and blurring out and looks distorted, because the robot then himself is, you know, just so scared that his image just looks like he's scared. It's really fun.
What would you tell anybody about doing art, and what advice do you have?
Well, I believe that everybody is stuck in this trap of having inhibitions. Sometimes inhibitions are good. Inhibitions, though, like in the art world, if you are holding yourself back, I wrote a poem, I guess, about this. It's called Winter Written with Wonder Waiting. It's on YouTube. And it's not only about that, but it's about, you know, amassing large groups of people together to do something wonderful. But on the parallel, like rock and roll artists and rap artists do this all the time, but for the sake of a common feeling or a common thought, you know, like a common like and sound and the way somebody produces their lyrical content. So I think losing our inhibitions to doing art, like me, I would never think about anything, and I'm kind of like really spontaneous in any form that I do. And if I see something that I'm attracted to, that I like, that, you know, it could be, you know, like everybody talks about how women are a natural art piece, but like me, I like nature. I love trees, I love flowers, I love stains on the ground. And, you know, It's just like that. Like for people who are spiritual, say Christians, I used to get this a lot, you know, like if I admired a woman, they're like, oh, quit lusting for her. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? I'm just looking at a woman. And then, you know, I would tell them this example. I'm like, if I'm like out in the forest and I'm like, oh, this beautiful tree is so gorgeous. Look at how it's shaped and the design and, you know, how the leaves are dancing in the wind and just making it sound and everything like that. Am I lusting then for a tree? You know, and I tell them these things, you know, because some people don't think commonsensically what Sayuri and I was just talking about, sort of. But you just had to go outside of your mind and just be with whoever you are and enjoy your soul, maybe. I mean, especially if you're going through anguish or torment or some kind of real hardship, etc. You don't want to stay there. And like, I don't teach myself this, it's just what happens. But you go somewhere else when you're doing art, and it, if it's only momentarily, it takes you out of something very hard to deal with. You might be able to catch a breath, you know, so.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're so welcome.